Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. In Jammu and Kashmir, 10 people killed as heavy rains wreak havoc, causing widespread flood and landslides. Situation also grim in Punjab. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on official visit to Japan and China from Thursday to strengthen strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi calls upon states to collectively participate to build Viksit Bharat by 2047. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissions Indian Navy's advanced frontline frigates INS Udaygiri and INS Himgiri, calls it the success of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says demographic changes in border areas directly impact country's security. And in shooting, Sixth Corps Samra creates history by becoming first Indian to win an individual gold in women's 50-meter rifle three positions at Asian Championships in Kazakhstan. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 10 people have been killed as relentless rainfall over the past 24 hours has triggered a flood emergency across the Jammu division. Flood waters have submerged several low-lying areas, with most rivers flowing above the danger mark. Electricity supply and internet services in some areas of the Jammu region have reportedly been disrupted. All government offices except emergency services will be closed tomorrow. The Meteorological Department has predicted continued rainfall, heightening concerns of further inundation. We have more from a Jammu correspondent.
The pilgrimage to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine was suspended as a landslide hit the route to the shrine atop Tarkuta Hills, leading to death of 6 person and injuries to 18 other. Rescue operation are underway near the Indraprastha Bhojanalay at Adhkwari, where the landslide hit. At least 4 person lost their lives and several properties were damaged in the last 24 hours in the Doda district due to heavy rain. Reports of damage to public and private infrastructure were also received from high altitude areas of Kishtwar, Riasi, Rajouri, Ramban and Poonch districts. The traffic on the strategic Jammu, Srinagar and Kishtwar-Doda national highways was suspended while dozens of hilly roads were blocked by landslides or flash floods. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah said the situation in many parts of Jammu province was quite serious and instructions have been issued to place additional funds at the disposal of the deputy commissioners to cover emergency restoration work and other exigencies. And Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News, Jammu.
Meanwhile, the Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for tomorrow. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable GD exam 2025 scheduled for tomorrow at BSF Palora Camp, Jammu. In Punjab also, 7 districts have been put on high alert due to flooding in many villages there. The Solan Vyas and Ravi rivers, due to incessant rain for the last over 36 hours in many parts of the state and downflow of rainy water from Himachal Pradesh, have caused the flooding. Firozpur, Fazilka, Taran, Taran, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot have been put on high alert. We have more from a correspondent.
Army, BSF and NDRF are rescuing these stranded villagers in areas of Gurdaspur, Pathankot, Hoshiarpur and Kapurthala. Shelter homes with all the required facilities including medical teams have also been set up near the affected areas, both for people and the cattle. The forced release of surplus water from Bhakra, Ranjit Sagar Dam and Husainiwala headworks to avoid any damage to these water reservoirs are also aggravating the flood situation in the state. Weather department has sounded red alert for rain in the state for today and yellow alert for tomorrow. Keeping in view the present situation, Chief Minister has announced holidays in all the schools in Punjab from August 27th to 30th. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy rainfall will continue over the northwest, central and eastern parts of the country for the next 4 to 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra and Odisha tomorrow. The IMD said heavy rainfall will continue to prevail over entire north and northwest, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe, Konkan and Goa tomorrow. Meanwhile, the weather department has also issued a red color warning for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning over several parts of Delhi NCR for the next few hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Japan and China from Thursday. During his Japan visit on the 29th and 30th of this month, Prime Minister Modi will hold 15th India-Japan annual summit with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri shared details of PM Modi's Japan visit with the media in New Delhi today.
Shri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan on the evening of 28 August. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan annual summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's 8th visit to Japan.
In China, the Prime Minister will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's 25th meeting of Council of Heads of State in Tianjin on the 31st of August and 1st of September of the next month. Secretary West and Minister of External Affairs Tanmay Lal briefed media about Prime Minister Modi's upcoming visit to China.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi will visit Tianjin, China for the 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Council, the SCO, on 31st August and 1st September 2025 at the invitation of His Excellency President Xi Jinping of China. The SCO was established with the primary goal of countering three evils of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to remain a challenge. Today, as a regional platform, there is a broader range of sectors of cooperation among the SCO members.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said a new chapter has been added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium iron battery plant in Gujarat. He said the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan.
Make in India. Is yatra mein एक नया अध्याय जुड़ रहा है आज से भारत में बने इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स 100 देशों को एक्सपोर्ट किए जाएंगे साथ ही आज हाइब्रिड बैटरी इलेक्ट्रोड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी स्टार्ट हो रही है आज का ये दिन भारत और जापान की फ्रेंडशिप को भी नया आयाम दे रहा है
Mr. Modi said this success is motivating all states across India and a healthy competition has emerged among states regarding reforms and investment benefiting the entire nation. The Prime Minister urged the states to come up with pro-development policies and reforms with enhanced ease of doing business facilities to attract global investors. Mr. Modi said India has the strength of democracy, the advantage of demography and a large pool of skilled workforce.
भारत के पास डेमोक्रेसी की शक्ति है और भारत के पास डेमोग्राफी का एडवांटेज है इसलिए हमारे हर पार्टनर के लिए विन विन सिचुएशन बनाता है मारुति सुजुकी जैसी कंपनियां मेक इन इंडिया की ब्रांड एम्बेसडर बन चुकी है
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स अराउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन एक्स हैंडल एट AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh commissioned two of the Indian Navy's advanced frontline frigates, INS Udayagiri and INS Himgiri, at the Eastern Naval Command in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. It is the first time that two major surface combatants from two of the prestigious shipyards of India are commissioned at the same time, emphasizing India's accelerating naval modernization and its ability to deliver sophisticated warships from multiple shipyards. Speaking on the occasion, the Defense Minister said the commissioning of these two ships showcases the success of the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives of the central government.
INS Udayagiri और INS Himgiri की कमिशनिंग आत्मनिर्भर भारत के सपने की एक साकार होती तस्वीर है साथ ही हमारे विजन और कमिटमेंट का भी यह प्रमाण है मैं इंडियन नेवी को इस अवसर पर विशेष बधाई देता हूं। आईएनएस उदयगिरी और आईएनएस हिमगिरी के शामिल होने से हमारी नेवी की स्ट्रेंथ, उसकी रीच और उसकी रेजिलियंस में भारी बढ़ोतरी होगी, ऐसा मेरा विश्वास है। मैं पूरे विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूं कि दोनों वारशिप राष्ट्र की सुरक्षा के क्षेत्र में एक मील का पत्थर साबित होंगी।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that demographic changes in border areas directly impact the security of the country and its borders. Mr. Shah was addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Vibrant Villages Program workshop in New Delhi today. He said the Vibrant Villages Program was started to stop migration from border villages and achieve 100% saturation. Mr. Shah said the program is boosting employment by promoting infrastructure, preservation and promotion of culture and tourism in border villages. Government has imposed stock limits on wheat to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. The stock limit for the traders and wholesalers has been reduced to 2,000 metric tons from 3,000 metric tons in the revised stock limit. The stock limit for the retailers will be 8 metric tons. The ministry has asked all wheat stocking entities to declare and update the stock position on every Friday on the wheat stock portal. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Ligamamada Rabuka, visited the head office of the Unique Identification Authority of India in New Delhi today. During the visit, Mr. Rabuka was briefed about Aadhaar and DigiLocker initiatives by the senior officials of the UIDAI. Protesters in Israel took to the streets today calling for an end to the conflict in Gaza and the return of hostages being held there. Ahead of a security cabinet meeting, the protesters blocked roads in Tel Aviv, waving Israeli flags and holding up pictures of the hostages. As per reports, the agitators gathered near a U.S. embassy branch in the city as well as outside the houses of various ministers across the country. Indian Olympian Sifth Kaur Samra today created history by clinching the individual gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. Sifth scored 459.2 to take the top spot. She was followed by Yuji Yang of China, 458.8, and Japan's Misaki Nobata. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended 1% down each amid a broad-based sell-off across most sectors, barring FMCG, ahead of mid-week holiday. A report.
The Sensex lost 849 points to close at 80,787. Similarly, Nifty dipped 256 points to settle at 24,712. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange ended on a negative note. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 10 paise to close at 87 rupees and 68 paise against the US dollar amid weakness in domestic equities. Rajesh Lake for Akashwani News.
Maharashtra is gearing up to celebrate its biggest state festival, Ganesh Utsav, beginning tomorrow on Ganesh Chaturthi. Cities and towns across the state are abuzz with last-minute preparations as pandals, markets and homes come alive with festive energy. In Mumbai, major Sarvajanik Ganesh mandals have completed elaborate decorations and final touches to the idols of Lord Ganesh. The grand unveiling of these idols is expected to draw lakhs of devotees over the next 10 days. Residents too are preparing to welcome Ganpati Bappa into their homes. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the eve of Ganesh Chaturthi. In a message, President Murmu said that this festival is celebrated with great devotion and enthusiasm. The president urged people to celebrate the festival while conserving the country's environment and contribute towards building a cleaner, greener and more prosperous nation. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. In Jammu and Kashmir, 10 people killed as heavy rains wreak havoc, causing widespread flood and landslides. Situation also grim in Punjab. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on official visit to Japan and China from Thursday to strengthen strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi calls upon states to collectively participate to build Viksit Bharat by 2047. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissions Indian Navy's advanced frontline frigates INS Udaygiri and INS Himgiri, calls it the success of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says demographic changes in border areas directly impact country's security, and in shooting, Sifth Kaur Samra creates history by becoming first Indian to win an individual gold. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.